Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Well, a audio tape that is circulated appears to be that of Osama bin Laden. I've got R.C. Collins. He's a senior cadet at Bradley Military Academy in Altadena, California. You are not over there. Your classmates are not over there, R.C. But what do you think should be done in the search for Osama bin Laden and in the coming war with Iraq?
Well, Mr. Hendry, it looks like we're in it. The Rangers are over there now, but we want people to understand the recruits coming up now, the generations of fighting men. We aren't going to let bin Laden slip through our fingers, which I think, regrettably, like the current group did.
You think the current group of fighting men in Iraq, in Afghanistan, have let bin Laden slip through their fingers?
I think, sir, that you have a group of soldiers who have a lot of technology and air support, but really what this job is about, Mr. Hendry, is really hand-to-hand. You have to let go of the Pentagon's apron strings, the tanks, the jets, the Blackhawks, the radios. What I like to say is this is just one of those good old-fashioned put your knife in your teeth, get down in the dirt, recon the situation, and get some payback. So soldiers are supposed to be dirty. They got to get hoorah. The guys that are over there right now are good soldiers, but they're a little bit soft, and they had a little bit too much Super Bowl on the TV. But what would that do?
All right, so you're in a military academy. Do you think you know how to do this?
Yes, sir, I do.
What would you do?
Sir, what I would do is get some leather on the ground, get some intelligence from the local villagers. You have pictures that you can show the local villagers of Osama bin Laden. You trade in the currency of the region. You don't necessarily use money. You use candy bars, cigarettes, the old military currency of stockings for the women. There really hasn't been any ingenuity, I don't think, used in looking for bin Laden. And I can assure you, Mr. Hendry, I love my country very much. The other cadets here at Bradley Military Academy love our country very much. Given the chance, I feel that we could neutralize Mr. bin Laden very effectively with nothing more than once we get the information with a pack of Marlboros and some candy. That's what you do.
All right, you're in a military academy, son. We have experienced forces over there. We got men and women who have seen combat.
If you would, first of all, I don't want to be referred to as son. You can refer to me as cadet. You can refer to me as RC.
Why?
Excuse me?
Why don't you want me to call you son?
I think it's condescending.
All right, I don't want to insult you. How old are you?
I'm 17.
That's why I called you son.
All right, sir, you can take son and maybe just put that to the side. I'm cadet or I'm RC.
All right, you're in a military academy, R.C. We have experienced forces over there.
Sir, the window of opportunity on an operation like this is generally 6 months, and according to my calendar, we're about 8 months past. And I would think that we would need to pull those guys out of there.
When you say pull the guys out of there, the Rangers?
The Rangers we have there right now, the Special Forces we have there right now, the Delta Force that we have right there, they've obviously dropped the ball on this. This is no comment on the kind of soldiers they are, but what I'm saying is we need to get some new blood in there. Me and my buddies, we're definitely hoorah, and, I just completed my 12th service badge here at Bradley. We have 1 through 12, and I've completed my 12th.
And when you say a service badge, what is that?
Yes, sir, that's in survival and field weapons training. We spent 2 weeks at the El Capitan campgrounds cataloging edible vegetation. We've had bonfire sings, we cataloged sea life, survival techniques, keeping wild animals at bay with instruments such as flashlights, using dehydrated food, and learning how to purify water. This summer, I'm hopeful to begin basic training with the United States Corps of the Marines. And this entire enterprise in Afghanistan has been good, but we really do need to finish it off.
All right. R.C., hold on. I want to give a phone number out here, and if there's people that would like to comment on what you're saying, they're going to call in, all right?
Yes, sir.
And where are you now?
Sir, I'm over at Wireman Hall. This is our mess hall. So I've just finished dinner.
You guys are eating dinner?
We've just finished up, sir, yes.
Okay, our number is 1-800-449-8686. This is Cadet R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy, who is being very forthcoming when he says that the current troops in Afghanistan have dropped the ball in finding bin Laden, and he feels he's part of the new generation of soldiers who are going to do the job. 1-800-449-8686. R.C., let me say this. You're proposing that your training be sped up so you guys can get into combat sooner, because the guys that are over there right now are not doing the job, and you feel you can?
Yes, sir.
You know,
I just think they have to get us into the fight, Mr. Henry. They have to get us ready, because the guys over there, and I say this with respect, but they're humping the tail end of a pooch. I mean, we'll get the job done. During our 12 service badge training, a group of us, with our academy permission, reconned a local neighborhood. We were in night military fatigues. Within 4 hours, we had beaten up 6 kids that we abducted from their homes without the knowledge of their parents and returned them to their homes. I love dogs as much as anyone, Mr. Henry, but training for freedom surpasses sentimentality. That night alone, we dispatched with a .22 rifle 14 dogs, all part of recon training. Now, it ain't pretty, but I think you can see that we have experience with violence, and because the guys over there haven't done the job, we think the people of the United States should recognize our right to use other otherwise illegal drugs. You're asking us to undertake a dangerous mission, so we need to be able to relax and use whatever illegal drugs there are, because we're going into danger.
All right, this is the thing that you're asking. You think the guys over there are doing a bad job, and as a result, you guys are going to have to be rushed into combat.
Yes, sir.
And you want to have illegal drugs made legal to you?
Yes, sir. One of the things about dealing with the stress before combat is that it is a very, very particular thing. The best way for us to deal with the stress before combat is to utilize some recreational drugs. Otherwise, we get into fights. Sometimes women can get abused or what have you. Making recreational drugs available to us and also allowing us to commit certain breaches of the law, I think, is going to be the best way to use our troops, because right now the American people have only got us. The guys over there didn't do it. Bin Laden is still, he's still out there. So now our generation of fighting man is going to have to go out there. And
why should we make drugs legal for you guys and allow you to commit felonies when we didn't do it for the other guys?
Simple. You want the short answer or the long answer?
Short answer.
We'll get the job done. We're hoorah. We're hoorah. And these guys didn't get the job done.
RC, the question I have for you is very specific, okay?
Yes, sir.
The guys that are over there right now looking for Bin Laden haven't found him yet, and you don't think they will?
No, I do not.
And as the result, you think you guys are the ones to find them, but you want legalized drugs, and you want to be able to commit felonies.
Yes, sir, but I don't want people to think that we probably won't commit any crimes. We probably won't. But if we do, in anticipation of combat in Afghanistan, we'd like to have our records expunged and sponged off. And we also want to be able to use some recreational drugs. Yes, sir.
So you're asking people to suffer crimes at your hands in exchange for the capture of Bin Laden?
Well, none of it may be necessary. I mean, and I hope it isn't. But the drugs that we need to allow us to relax before our mission would cause us to assault women or steal things, and we do apologize for whatever inconvenience you suffer. But many of us enjoy hip-hop, and in those songs they sing of a world filled with women, cars, and money, and in some instances violence and drugs. And it's interesting, and we want to experience it.
RC, you're telling people that if we use you to find Bin Laden, you guys may use drugs and go and assault women.
Not necessarily, but there's a possibility. I just want people to be aware of that. Because we need to use the drugs to relax.
Before you go in and get Bin Laden?
Yes, sir.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. R.C. Collins is a cadet at Bradley Military Academy.
If I could just say, what we do to the economy in terms of our violating the law won't be anywhere near as bad as what Bin Laden can do.
All right, R.C. Collins is a military academy cadet. Basically, he has said that the guys in Afghanistan, the special forces, haven't done the job, that the job will now be left to him and his buddies coming out of the military academy. But in order for them to do the job, they want to be able to have it legal to use illegal drugs and to commit felonies in order to unstress before they go to Afghanistan. Do we need a new generation of fighting men in Afghanistan? Have the guys over there not done the job in getting Bin Laden? He's still alive. And do we need a new generation of fighting men and women in Iraq? And if so, do we need to give them perks like the use of recreational drugs and the freedom to commit felonies? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Nice.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
R.C. Collins is a Military Academy senior cadet. He feels the present generation of Army Rangers and Special Forces are not getting the job done in Afghanistan. He thinks he and his buddies are the next generation. And in order for them to get the job done in Afghanistan, they would like a temporary lifting of any law that would restrict them from committing felonies. Do I have that right?
All I'm saying is that before a soldier goes to war, he's already, he wants to hurt people, and if we get into bar fights, or even if we rape a girl, we don't want to go to prison, because that's what a soldier does.
Well, I don't know that, man. I know before a lot of guys get shipped out in World War II, they got into fights, and...
Yeah, that's exactly right. The Zoot Suit Riot was soldiers beating up on Mexicans.
All right, but forget it, man. Those are not exactly... typical soldiers. Here is Jim on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Jim.
I'm a former Special Forces trooper.
Really?
I pulled three tours in Vietnam. Who? I'm 61 years of age.
Were you in the Army?
I was in the Army Special Forces.
Did
I
you
pulled
guys...
three tours in Vietnam, young man.
I bet you guys rocked and rolled over there.
Young fella, you've got a lot of attitude change before they'll even let you in the service. You will never make it into the armed forces.
Semper Fi.
You're a Semper Fi, my eye. Let me tell you something, young man. You don't get a carte blanche to go out and commit crimes. You've got to keep your nose clean to even get into the service. You don't go in there with a attitude you're going to rape, and you go pillage, and you're going to smoke dope, and you're going to use everything else.
But
you get into combat, young man. You want to stay alert at all times. You die fast.
A soldier's got to be able to unwind before he goes over and kicks some ass.
Where did you ever get this mess from, young man?
Well, remember...
Where did you ever get this idea from?
Well, at World War II time, before the soldiers...
World War II, my eye.
The
war has changed.
They beat up on Mexicans.
Those were soldiers that got court-martialed,
yes, sir. Those were soldiers that got court-martialed. We had some wild guys in Vietnam. They got court-martialed. They came back here in irons. They're in Fort Leavenworth right now.
Well, but don't you think it's no sweat on
no, I do not think
if
so.
If we go out and just rob a liquor store.
Do what?
If we, just to blow off some steam, beat up some Mexicans.
Oh, come on.
What military academy are you in?
I'm in Bradley Military Academy, Altadena, California. I'm a senior cadet, sir.
I listened to you. I was coming up the road in my car, coming into my house.
Yes, sir.
Young fella, you've got a lot of growing up to do.
Sir, may I ask you a question?
I'll try to answer it.
When you were in the NAM, did you go to brothels in Saigon and places like that?
No, sir.
What do you mean when he was in the NAM?
Well, that's what they call it.
What?
You guys called it the NAM, didn't you?
We call it NAM.
And you guys weren't about to not let some guys get R&R just so some lame ass in from the world could get his beauty sleep, right?
Oh, will you come on, quit quoting movies?
You've got a romanticized idea or an idiotic idea, I don't know which I would rather phrase it as, of what the military is like.
All I'm saying, sir, before we go over there and neutralize Bin Laden the way he ought to be, we should have a pass on different... laws, we could commit a felony and
no, sir.
Drugs.
No, sir.
And take drugs, too.
No, sir. No, sir. You have no excuses, no reasons for taking drugs, no reasons, no excuses for committing felonies. If you commit a felony, in the first place, you're never going to get in service.
Sir, could I ask you a question?
I'll try to answer it.
Are you Johnny Cash?
No, I'm not Johnny Cash.
You sound just like Johnny Cash.
I'm sorry, but I'm no relation to him either.
Sir. Which word would you die for, freedom or poontang?
Oh, come on, kid. This is
Phil,
a talking about Yes,
where
sir.
Did you get this fellow from?
He's a young man who called from a military academy. You know, there's all kinds of kids out there that want to live the life. They want to be John Wayne. You know what I'm saying? And they're all, you know, they got all kinds of attitudes.
You don't pull pins out of hand grenades with your teeth. John Wayne. I don't know where John Wayne ever got that idea from.
Are you Johnny Cash or Foghorn Leghorn?
All right. Jim, I thank you very much. If you want to screw around, kid...
I've got one thing to say, Phil.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God help this country if we got to depend on them to defend us.
Could you sing Ring of Fire?
I saw Ring of Fire.
There,
I have listened to Johnny Cash.
It's Johnny Cash. How's your liver?
Okay, listen, Jim, thank you very much. You're a real smartass. You want to talk about the war in Afghanistan?
Yes, sir.
And you want to make all of your smartass jokes. Meanwhile, you insult every soldier over there. How's your liver?
I'm not trying to insult the soldiers, sir.
Well, you are insulting them by saying that they're screwing the pooch, which is what you said. They haven't gotten bin Laden, and you and your buddies will go over and take care of bin Laden. But first, you want to make sure that you can commit felonies without going to jail and take drugs.
Sir, all we need is a little bit of downtime.
Downtime's one thing. Smoking dope is something else. 1-800-449-8686. Ken, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
How you doing?
Good, sir.
I just want to make a quick comment here. I think that young fella there needs to go to a real boot camp, get out of this idealistic world he's in.
Do you think
the
guy's
that, on... Besides that, why would we go over there and do what he does? We would be no better than he is.
Who?
And if you think you're going to go over and do his tricks and beat him at his own games, buddy, you better go back to school and try it again, because you've done a lost out.
Jeez. All we got to do is pass around photographs of him to the villagers and say, have you seen this guy lately?
Do you honestly think, you know, I will agree with you on one thing. We are going to have to go in there hand-to-hand. We are going to have to go in there and find him.
Sure.
But bin Laden right now is nothing. We don't need to worry about bin Laden. We need to worry about Saddam, because Saddam has been protecting bin Laden all along. If you're too stupid to figure that out, you better go back to school and try it again, young man, because you ain't got a hope.
Well, wait a second. Was you ever in the military?
No, I was not.
Okay.
My brothers was.
I wasn't.
My daddy was.
I won a 12th service badge. 12th service
Pardon?
Badge. I did survival camp at El Capitan Campground.
It don't matter what you done. Your ideas, your beliefs, you're not in the real world. You're out there somewhere in left field.
Hey, we could find Saddam the same way by passing out pictures to villagers.
Well, if you can find him so good, why don't you go find him then?
We are going, waiting, but the
but
government...
But I'll tell you what, the day that my tax money goes to pay for you to smoke dope, be the day that I'll go to Washington, D.C., and they'll hear me. Trust
but
me.
You've got to allow us, because we're ready. We're hoorah. We're ready to die for our country. But first, we want to smoke dope and do heroin.
Well, then do it. But you're not going on my tax dollar.
Well, that's not fair.
That's not
it
fair,
is,
huh?
Sir. It's my tax dollar that pays it.
What do you mean and you're going to pass out pictures and say, have you seen this guy lately?
Yes, Saddam Hussein.
Sure, that'll work.
That's kind of like a...
Ken, I think...
Thank you.
With all due respect...
Thank you. I'm done, sir. I'll say
city.
My piece.
I come from a larger city than you do. Yellow.
Yellow.
Well, I do.
Good for you. 1-800-449-8686. R.C. Collins, he is a cadet at a military academy where he believes... Well, he basically believes that since it'll be his generation that has to go get bin Laden, they'll do it, but they want a little something in return. To be allowed to commit felonies and smoke as many joints as they want, take as many illegal drugs as they want. I'm Phil Hendry.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
To pay for the odd nickel bag of the back alley abortion, I think it's worth it to the taxpayers so that we can get bin Laden.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Cadet R.C. Collins on with us talking about his desire, he and the other cadets, to go and get bin Laden. But first, there needs to be some concessions. They are allowed to commit felonies and to use illegal drugs. Here is Jim on the Phil Hendry Show. Jim, go ahead.
Oh, give me a break. This is the 2002 equivalent of calling the butcher shop and ask them if he's got pig feet. This kid's not for real. I got a feeling he's a bit, either he's a 12-year-old that is muddling him use a phone, or there's a room full of fraternity guys sitting around with beards laughing their heads off.
Okay, all right, kid, so is that what this is?
No, sir, it is not. No, sir, I am not.
This is not for real.
No, sir. Okay, if you want, I could bring on the commandant of the academy.
Who is also named Phil and works at a gas station. Oh, give me a break.
Phil works at a gas station.
This is hilarious.
How dare you?
Okay, kid, I'm going to ask you straight ahead.
Come on. He asked the last caller if he was Johnny Cash, could he sing Ring of Fire, and how was his liver? I mean, come on. Give me a break. That's
well,
not for real.
You're a smartass, kid, aren't you? You're a smartass, aren't you?
Commandant Wireman?
This is Commandant Wireman. What seems to be the problem? Well, you sorry son of a bitch. You call it my school? Some fantasy land? Hey.
This is ridiculous.
Are you there?
Okay, who do we have here? Are you the commandant?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, so what did you want to say?
The cadet asked me to get on the line with some guy that thinks our school is a joke.
Yes, no, I think this telephone call is a joke.
You think it's a joke?
Yes.
Cadet Wireman?
Yes, sir.
The guy on the phone's a son of a bitch.
All right, sir, if you want to put down the efforts of young men who want to protect this country, that's your business. But to say that we don't exist, that's like me saying you don't exist. Do you?
Well, I'm talking to you on the phone, and you're talking to me on the phone. But that doesn't mean that you are who you say you are.
Do you think this war on terror is a joke, a kid, whoever you are?
No, sir.
Then are you really who you say you are?
Yes, sir.
Bradley Military Academy.
Yes. What?
And how many students go there other than you and your little sister?
1,300, sir. My little sister.
Yeah.
That's very funny, sir.
And are they all do recreational drugs like you?
No, sir. We're demanding the right.
Never do cheap drugs when you're a kid. Oh, this is a joke.
Okay, hey, Jim, hold the line because I got a caller here. Sir, you were calling from where?
I'm in Alhambra, Mr. Henry. I listened to this program, and I agree with this other gentleman on the phone. I think this is an insult to the fighting men and women of our country. I'm a former United States Navy veteran, and to hear our fighting men and women made mockery of by this young man, I think is well beneath the efforts of your program.
Well, I'm trying to determine. No, I don't have to determine. I asked the kid, you're trying to be a smart-ass kid, you're impugning...
The kid is making fun of the Rangers and Special Forces that are in Afghanistan. I think that's way beyond the call of this program. And you agree with me, don't you, Jim?
I think the telephone call is a prank.
Young man, are you there?
Where is the kid? Are you there?
Yes, sir. Yeah, are you for real, kid? Yes, sir, I am. I'm for real. And who's this Harvey Wireman jackass?
What'd you call me?
I called you jackass.
The hell is this piece of crap laughing at?
I think he's laughing because you guys are the biggest joke. Go to hell.
Well, that went well.
Yeah, that was wild because the whole line is now dead.
I think the telephone call is a prank.
All right, so I have to ask my producer, how did those people get through? Are they going to a school locally? Was that for real? She says she contacted a Bradley Military Academy.
She called them or they called in?
She called them. What probably happened, Janice, is you got a hold of a guy who does different voices and hosts a radio show. I think what you did was you called me. And I do the voice of RC, and I also did the voice of Wireman, and I did the voice of the other caller. And thank you very much, Jim Sealer. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, Extreme Radio.